Perek Tes.
Okay, we're learning now Masech Tyros Perek Tes. Mishnah Lef Zaytzen Mimusay Mekabel Tuma. From when do aloes become a Kabel Tuma? Mi She Yaziu Zeas HaMaaton. When they sweat, the sweat of the Maaton. That is, the Maaton is the container in which they are stored in preparation for their pressing. The Maaton is a special test. So you learn this, you learn Daf Yomi with Rabbi Sussman. And he teaches you that there's something called a matan, which is a container in which you put olives and you let it sit there until it sweats, it explodes, and liquid overflows. Let's see what it says in the graph. Zaysi, name of Simon Kabbalah Tumah, Lias Mukhshar, Mishem, Mishem, now Yetzim, have to become Mukhshar. In order for olives in Kabbalah Tumah, they must become wet. There are seven liquids which prepare food to become wet. You know what the seven liquids are? There are seven liquids which prepare food to become wet. So one of the seven liquids are oil. So one of the yichushal kabotum olios mukshom mishem nayotzim chem. The number one is zeas hamatan, the sweat of the matan. Kli shemestim boy esazeisim. Okay, it's a special utensil in which you put the zeisim. Vehin nichmorois sham. What does the word nichmorois? Nichmorois means they just sit there. They sit in the utensil. Yeah.
I'm listening.
Okay, Nechmaros, Sham, Kadesh, Yehu, Ru'im, Lohitzish, until the Shemin comes out. Loshon, Atinov, Malu, Cholov, Ioiv. The Atinov, I don't know what that means. Okay, Avul, Loi, Zeas, Akupa, Loi, Zeas, Akupa, the Kupa, Ene, Machzekas, Hamashkin, Hamashke, Hayotzim, Him, Holich, Libra, it falls on the ground, Vla, Nichle, you don't like it, Vain, Machshe, Zroim, the Kabutum, El, Machshe, Mashke, the Nichle, has a connotation that you want it. So in other words, there are two different utensils. There's a utensil called a kupa, and there's a utensil called a matan. A kupa has holes in it. So when liquid comes out of this container, what happens to the oil? If you put a very large collection of olives into a box, into a basket, it is inevitable that one of the olives is going to bust. One of the olives is going to crack, and there's going to be olive oil dripping inside of the basket, right? If I have a basket, and I throw into the basket and throw into 1,000 olives,
yeah,
it's going to happen for sure. At least one olive, maybe 10, maybe 20, are going to break. They're going to burst. They're going to burst. Well, you never had a burst olive? You have olives.
Yeah.
And you throw into a basket 1,000 olives. Well, it's not going to happen. One of the olives is going to burst.
I guess you're saying it is.
I don't know when it bursts, what's going to happen? Liquid's going to come out of the olive. Where is it going to go?
Where's the other olives?
Well, let's say it's on towards the bottom, since this container is open,
therefore
it's going to fall on the ground. It's going to go leeward. It's going to go. It's not going to be preserved. The oil in the kupa is not going to be preserved. The fact that you have put the olives at this moment in time in the kupa indicates that you could not care less if you lose some of the oil when it falls into the kupa. You don't care, because if you really care that you should not lose even a single drop of oil when it comes out of the olive, you would put in what it's called a matan. A matan is a utensil where you let it sit for a very long period of time and it swells. The olives are going to suddenly bust. And when they bust, the oil comes out. And the oil does not get lost. The oil does not go leave. The oil is collected, it's preserved in the utensil.
Correct.
Got it? So therefore, there are two different types of boxes. There's a kupa and there's a matan. A kupa is a box which is perforated, and therefore the oil that comes that breaks forth from the olives is not preserved. If it's not preserved, that shows you don't care for it. If you don't care for it, you have not fulfilled what it says in the pasuk ki yutan mayim al zera. Yutan dumio diyitin. Yitin has a connotation of you want. Yutan means you don't care, so it's not considered to be preserved. So it's holach libut. So therefore, it's not hukshal. But if it's in a matan, you do care for the oil. The mele you care for the oil, then it's yutan to me the yitain. The mele the zroim the olives and a hukshal kabel tuma. Are you with me?
Yeah. Zaysim meimasam kabel tuma. When are they kabel tuma?
Misha yozi when they sweat and oil breaks forth, provided that you have kavana to preserve this oil. How have you indicated you want to preserve it? Zeas, the sweat hamaton that comes out in the matan. Matan is the utensil. Is the utensil which you are preserving the olives, and you want to preserve the oil that comes out.
If you take out the utensil that preserves the oil?
If you put the olives in the utensil that preserves the oil, then it's mekabel, then it's mekabel tuma.
Avolai
zeh sakupa, but let's say put the olives in the kupa. If you put the olives in the kupa,
into the matan,
and then the oil
saves the oil,
and then the oil breaks forth. What happens to the oil? Where does the oil go?
The ibud.
It goes. According to Beis Shammai. Now, what does it mean to Beis Shammai? Let's see over here in the parish. Doesn't say this. Doesn't say anything. It's all he says.
Okay. Rabbi
Shimon Aimer. Rabbi Shimon Aimer says Shir Zeya Shloisha Yamim. The Shir Zeya is 3 days. Now, what does that mean? 3 days. From Rav. The Mashke Yotzei Toich Shloisha Ein Chashuv Shemen Ela Mol VaAlma. What?
I thought the Rosh was. How you doing?
What?
Rav Shimon Aimer, Shir Zeyab Shloisha Yamim.
The Shiur Zeya Shloisha Yamim is 3 days. What does it mean 3 days? Look what it says here in the Rav. The Mashka Yitzhak Matoch Shloisha Yamim in a Chosha Shemin Elam Moichel. I thought it was Moichel. I thought it should be a hay, not a ches. Maybe it's a toos hadfum. A to.
You know this guy? Is it okay?
Ella moichel be'olma. Weiter. Einoi choshev shem ella moichel be'olma. Moichel means liquid. It's not considered to be oil. It's considered to be a liquid. It's not called one of the seven liquids. The Einoi Machshir. She'ein Machshir L'kabel Tome Ela Shiva Mashkin B'Vav in Yayin Pesach Mayim Sukkis Shemen Chanukah Dvash is... What's Dvash? Which holiday is honey? You got this. Yayin is
Sukkis.
Yayin or Yayin is Pesach. Mayim is Sukkis. Shemen is Chanukah. Dvash is
Pesach.
What?
Yeah, it's
which
Pesach.
One is Pesach? No, it's not. Why is Pesach Dvash?
The one left.
No, Pesach is Yayin.
Cholav is Shavuos.
Dam is Pesach. Cholav is Shavuos. Tal is Yom Kippur. Dvash is Rosh Hashanah. Dip the apple in the honey.
Good. How come it's not in order?
Yayin. Again, one more time. The very big you said. It's one of my favorite very loch. Yayin seven liquids. Yayin is Pesach. You drink 4 cups. Yayin is Purim.
Purim.
Mishte Yayin.
Purim.
Purim. Avchutna. That was the famous thing. Mishte Yayin. Purim. The essence of Purim is a Mishte Yayin. Purim. Mayim is Parshat Sukkis. Shemen is Chanukah. Dvash is Rosh Hashanah. Dip the apple in the honey. Cholov is Shavuos, milchaks.
Good.
Tal is Yom HaKippurim.
That
Tshuva is Ketal. And Dam is Pesach. Ve'erech misbaseses b'damoich. Beautiful word, okay? Vaitam. Margolius, I think our fine Margolius says that. That beautiful mahalach.
Misbaseses?
What?
Which Dam misbaseses?
I saw that you wallowing in your blood. The avor alayich.
The
erech mispersess dam pesach dam mila.
So what does that have to do?
Pesach.
What does that have to do with this?
There are seven liquids.
So what does that have to do with this?
Okay, fine. Let's go weiter. Shir zeh shloisha yamim. Live for 3 days. In other words, that you cannot have zeya. This liquid that will be machshir l'kabel tuma cannot kick in until 3 days have passed, because the first 3 days it is not called one of the seven liquids. The first 3 days it's called moihel. Okay, it's not a liquid. Therefore, you have to wait 3 days. Weiter. Next, Beis Hillel says mishi yischabu shloisha ze loze. What does that mean, Rav? Derech hazeisim mischabrim ze loze kishahu b'matan. When they begin to stick to each other. when three olives stick to each other, that is an indication that the liquid that will now begin to come forth is considered to be oil and is not considered to be mahal. So when is this man? He does not tell us if this is an earlier zman, is this more than 3 days, or this later, less than 3 days. Maybe they already begin to stick together and begin to cleave less than 3 days, and it's coming to disagree with the cube sheet of Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says you have to wait at least 3 days. 3 days is a cutoff point, 72 hours, zehu. According to the opinion of Rabbi Silva, it still says no, it's not a matter of time of 72 hours, it's a matter of when the three olives begin to cleave to one another. Mishi yischabru shloisha zeh lo zeh. Rabbi Gamliel says, Mishi tigomer melachton. What does that mean? Meleches hachnososan, from the time when it's complete. What does it mean it's complete? Meleches hachnososan. The kolzman shadai to lavi oid zaysim. No, it has to do with your kavana, your mind. As long as you have kavana, meleches to collect more olives. I am not finished yet. I want to put more olives in this basket. Meleches hachnososan. The kolzman shadai to lavi. As long as your kavana lavi oid zaysim nivakam achel lochisiv al elon these ain hazea mach shirosan mishum dlo nichale. You don't want it. When you finish, so he says, okay, let's have the Mishnah. Very easy Mishnah. Okay, this is one of the easiest Mishnah we had in a very long time. Zaysim, dealing with olives, and the olives are getting wet. They're getting wet their own juice. Period. As long as liquid comes out enough, but we don't take into consideration this akub because that liquid goes li'ibot. Kedim Beis Shammai. So according to Beis Shammai, there is no time. There is no time. Once I put an olive into the matan and the liquid comes out, zehu, that's called in halacha shemen. It's chuch shulik abul tumah. Rabbi Shimon says, not so fast. I disagree. Just because you put the olives in the matan and liquid comes out, it's not chuch shulik abul tumah. Shir zeh shloi shiyam, you have to wait at least 3 days because after the first 3 days, it's not called shemen, it's called moihel. After 3 days, then we will consider the liquid which has come forth to be considered to be the shemen. But until 3 days, we consider the liquid which oozes forward to be moihel and not shemen. Third opinion, beisil oimim mishe yischabu shloisha zelazeh. Well, after we put the olives in the matan, they don't stick to each other. But if you let it sit there for a period of time, then they begin to stick to each other. Rabbi Gamliel says it has to do not with time, but rather when you have decided no more. If you start collecting olives and you take a break and you come back tomorrow, Mishutigomer Milachton Vacham Oyim Kidvarav.
Beautiful. Next.
Okay, beautiful Mishnah.
Goma.
Goma milismaik avul os likach likach. Now, what does that mean? Goma milismaik. Gomar milismaik, you milkoit zeisav. You finish collecting them, gathering them. I will also likach liknoi zeisim and ashuk ulhoistifal. You're going to buy more. I've collected what's in my field, but I want to go to the market and buy more olives and put them away for pressing. So some people, some of the olive oils, they either manufacture their own, they cultivate their own olives, and some people they purchase olives for pressing.
Looks like he's doing it for both.
So therefore, this person is both part of his merchandise he cultivated on his own, and part of the merchandise he purchases olives from the market.
Go ahead.
And then he presses them to make olive oil. So it says, okay, gomam lismaik, avul also likach more, or gomam likach, let's say you go to the market, avul also, but you're going to go into a harvest, lilvois, svarav achirim, sitra achra.
Limsaik.
What?
Limsaik was the same word as before, right?
Or
gather.
Or you're going to go more. Okay, or Eroi Evel, if Rachmanu Litzlani became an Ovel, a Mishteh, or Mishteh Yain as a party, as a Simcha, he's making a Simcha, he's making a Bar Mitzvah, or he's making an Ufraf, or making a wedding, a Oynis, he's just not with the program. Afilu Zavim, the Zavis Mahalchim Aleim, even if the Zavim, the Zavis Mahalchim Aleim, even if people are stepping on it, people that are contaminated, a Zav and the Zav are stepping upon it, the Mogen Avram says that this Manazeh will all be good to Zavim. You know that?
Yeah, sure.
You know that? Sure. And therefore, what's the community? You can't go on the Harbais. Even though a Tameis can go on the Harbais, but a Zav cannot go on the Harbais. Since we said, we'll all be the Zav, we can't go on the Harbais. As I stay in the Magen Avram. You know that?
No.
If you finish buying, she'ein b'daitayim, lik nois oid, zesim, aval reitza lil voice, you want to borrow zesim, me'achein from other people, you want to borrow, or lohoisif, and to add al elu, or evel, and yishtel, if you leave a lohoisif, there's a disturbance. Avil died to the house of Kishiavar, evil, but when the Avil is of you going to get more, to hire the Fishalay Hoshru, Kabagam Leel, the Amar, Mishnah to Gummim Malachan. So basically, what's going over here is, everything over here on this mission is a continuation of the opinion of Gummim Leel. And Leel says, I'm a Mishnah to Gummim Malachan. So he's now giving an example. What is an example of not completing the Malacha? So he gives an example. Nilis make Avil Asid Likach, or vice versa. Gummim Likach, Avil Asid, but you're still planning on a lulvasul or limsaik or eroi avel or mishta or einus afil zom zavos sedef or meila. It's not complete. Meila, even for a person who's vadai tomei, he touches your olives, he steps upon them. The olives are tohar because they're not yet chuchshu lekabel tuma. In order for them to be chuchshu lekabel tuma, it has to be the gemar malachtan. It's not gashim gemar malachtan. Afil zom zavos malach moleim toharim. It's going to be toharim. Vaita. New case. Okay. Next halacha. Let's say liquid that's tummy comes in contact with the olives. Ain tummy ella moka magon. What does that mean? Ain tummy ella moka magon. Ain muksha ella moka the filas hamashke. Perish. Ahead, that's one interpretation. Nafla hazes malul shalay digma malachan mashkin tumeim. Lenitma mehem ella hazesim shenagu buchem hamashkin tumeim. Bulvad. Ain muksha. Loshna ram. Rabbeinu Moshe. Perkam de machshirin mishnah dal harbi oimem mishnah hazois tamei bavur muchshar v'tor al davar she tamei bavur muchshar v'tor al davar sheinu muchshar. Ain tamei ela mokem magon ain muchshar ela mokem nefilas hamashka perush acher lavlu al hazaisim halalu shlebim digmu v'lachtan mashkem tameim loynitma mehen ela hazaisim shenagu b'chem hamashkem tameim. V'hamoychal hayotz miyam tor. What does that mean? V'hamoychal ha'mayim hayotz min hazeisim koydem shenigmar malachton. Liquid new halacha. Liquid which comes from liquid before the malach is complete. Ein l'ham din mashkim ve'ein machshim el es ha'ichlim. Ben atzam im lekablam tuma. Mibnei ma tor hamoychal hayotz min hazeisim ad shenigmar malachton. V'fisha ein reitze bekim because he don't want bekim. But I don't understand what he means over here in this part of the Mishnah. I don't understand what it means. Don't understand. We have to go to the Kahati. Periktes. Mishneh Beis. What does it say over here? It says over here, Mishneh Beis, it says over here. Mishneh Aleph. Periktes. 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 Mishneh Beis. Naflu alehin al hazesim halalu mashkin tamim ein tane ela mokai magon hazesim shenagu bohem mashkim atmeim elu bilvat tamim af al pish lo hochshu. Even though, oh, that's CC explained. You see, Kati explains. Even though these olives have not yet been wetened, not been prepared, lefi shemashkim tamim hanoiflim al ha'oichlim machshirim mimtam oisam ke'echot. That's a new chiddush, a new yisur that we're learning today. Even though we have something called ma'im to be ma'im, you have to want it to become hochshar l'kabel tumah. But ma'im tameim, liquid that's tameh, is so powerful, it will automatically be machshir and be metameh of food. A food cannot become tameh unless a fruit, a vegetable cannot become tameh unless it's hochshar l'kabel tumah. It must come in contact with one of the seven liquids. One of the seven liquids, in order for it to become kabel tumah. But, and if you don't want the liquid to touch, let's say you're not happy, I'm upset, I am disturbed that I did not want this liquid to come in contact with my food, then it's not hoshul kabel tumah. But if the liquid that comes in contact with your fruit is mayim tameim, the potency of Mayim Tumeim is so great, it's going to be Mekabel. V'shemashkim Tumeim ha'nefel ma'l'ochel ma'chshim ma'chtam ersom ke'echot. The Rambam, the Yeish Mefarshim in the Tamil Mokum Agon, in the Mokshon Tum, the Tamil Mokum, the Tilsa Mashke. So first says, the first interpretation says only those particular olives. If liquid only touches a little portion of the olive, a very big olive, so an olive, and liquid only touches a little mashke of the olive, the whole olive becomes Tame. The second interpretation says, no, even the olive itself, it only becomes Tame on that spot. That's very bizarre. The Yeish Mefarshim, the location. Alright, fine. Okay, so that's the Mishnah. Let's chaz the Mishnah. We're done. Mishnah base. Gomar melismaik avul osim likach. Or, gomar melikach. Avul osid. Little voice. Eroi evil and Mishnah oines. Afilu zom zomis malchum aleim kotorim. Period. Nafl aleim mashkin tmeim. Let's say mashkim tmeim make contact with your olives before they yet they're complete. Too bad. Ein tamei elamakor magon. Those olives become tamei. Nu halacha hamoichal hayetzei mehen tar before nigmar malachtan is going to be tar. Are you good?
Right.
Mishnah Gimel nigmar malachtan. Let's say it's nigma. It's complete. It's shalem. Harei elu muchsharim. Now the muchshar. Period. Once complete, now liquid comes out, it's mochshar. Nafalayim mashkim tmeim. Let's say mashkim tmeim come out. Hamoichel hayotzim. Nafalayim mashkim tmeim. Liachar shnigma mulachlan vuchshu lekabel tomo. Harei kol hazeitzim tmeim. All of the olives. The afil, here's the chumar. Wow, there's hard stuff here. Afilu oisam shaloi nagu b'hama mashkim ha-tameim shemashke sheyetze mehen liachar shnigmah malachlan shal yodoi shemashke sheyetze mehen liachar shnigmah malachlan shal yodoi huchshu l'kabul tomo hu mis'arev be'elu ha-mashkin ha-tameim u'mekabul tomehem u'metame achar kach kol shor ha-zeisim. One more time. It's complicated. Nigma malachtan har elu mukhsharim, it's mukhsha. Nafla leya mashkin, tmeim, tmeim. Everything is tamei. Why is everything is tamei? One more time. Nafla mashkin, tmeim. Nafla leya mashkin, tmeim. See the comma? The yachash nigma malachtan vushul kabul tomo har elu kol azesim tmeim. Everything is tamei. Why? Shemashke sheyotze mehem liachar shnigmah malachtan. The mashke which comes out of the olives shall yodah huchshu lekabel tumo. Who besar be'edah mashke matamim lekabel tumo mehem who matam liachar kol zeisim. I don't have clarity in this. Do you? Do you? Why not?
What's your name? Is it to you?
Let's see what it says over here in Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Gimel over here says, "Naflu aleim al hazeisim shnigma malachton mashkin tmeim tmeim kol hazeisim shebematan ve'afilu oisam sheloi nagu b'chem mashkin hatmeim." Why? Here's the key words now. Lefi shehamashkim hatmeim
the metamnes
ha-moyah, that's the key. See what he says? He adds this word.
Yeah.
That's the clarity.
That's the key.
It's metame the moyhel shebezesim. The ha-moyel metame es kulam sha-moyel sheyetze mehem ach ha-gmam malachtan.
I thought the moyel is the place. But the moyel is the press box.
Press? What do you mean?
It's where they're sitting in a press box.
Right, so that liquid that's coming out of, that's naturally coming out of the olives is called moil. And normally moil is not tame. Moil is not one of the seven liquids. So under normal circumstances, moil does not contaminate the olives. But in this instance, they will. In this instance, that's the chidush. That once the olives, nigmar malachtan, once it's nigmar malachtan, so then the tame water will now upgrade the moil into a status where it will contaminate the olives. It's called the mashke. Okay, so he really came to the rescue. He came to the rescue by explaining the moil. But moil, it's nothing. Next, now we review. Ha moichal, ha yaitz mehem. Rabbi Leza mitayer. He holds it's tohar. Moichal yaitz mehem. Nazeisim shingu malach. Rabbi Leza mitayer. Lo chashiv moichal mashke. Lo lahach shehazroim. Velo lekabel to mo keshar mashke. The old he disagrees with that part of the mission. It's garnished. Vachachame mitamim. The moichal chashiv mashke. Bein lahach she bein latame. Kishe yaitz nazeisim lahach shingu malach. After it's complete, I'm ready to go. Now the meichel has the status of mashke, has the status of shemen mil. It's going to be mitame. Amar Rabbi Shimon says, "Loi nechliku." The machloek is between the halik and Rabbi Eliezer and the chachamim. Is a nechliku ella lo nechliku ala meichel hayetsim and azesim. They don't argue the meichel hayetsim and azesim. Shehu tahar. Everyone agrees. They don't agree on that in the shu tar. The amount nechliku al yotzim in a bar, from the bar, the pit. Unzachores bayrecha. Remember your pit. Remember the pits, the grave. Where are they going?
Good.
That's where they did. So they do with the residue of moichel that's found in the bottom of the pit. There's going to be some residue, some little droplets of oil, chashivi mashke, kimoy hashemen, v'aloch hacham, kumoy shepirish, b'luk sait, tantanakam, v'loy kumoy kushpirish, b'rebu shemen. And that's the way that's machlekes. Not like the way Rabbi Shimon explains machlekes. Okay, so nachamol. Rabbi Shimon says, "Nechlu kol amoichel ayotz min azeisim shu tohar." Everyone who's talking about ma nechlu ala ayotz min abor, the residue in the pit. Shabiliyezim etav hachamim etam. That's his opinion, but the simple opinion of the machlekes is we're dealing with the actual moichel. The moihal that comes out of the olives, is that called a mashke or not? Rabbi Lezer says, Matav v'cham says tameh. Let's chaz the Mishnah. Nigma melachton, yeah? It's now complete. We've put in the maton everything that we need to put there. Now we're going to let it sit and wait. So now, ha're'elu mukhsharim. So now, if a liquid comes out, it's mukhshar. It's now mukhshar. What do you mean it's mukhshar? If a liquid comes out, what do you mean it's mukhshar? What does that mean? Nigma melachton kol hazeisim mukhanam ledricha v'esabar mukhsharim lekabot. It's mukhshar gabotam lekushur shlo yidei hamashke hayotzei mehem. It means liquid is now coming out. It means moichel is coming out. Liquid is now coming out. It's now mukhshar. What?
What went wrong yesterday?
What?
Okay, go ahead.
Is provided that liquid comes out. It's chuksha. Chuksha means it's now ready. It's not tummy, because tummy did not come in contact, but it's now ready. The liquid that comes out of the olives at this point in time now automatically has established all of the olives to be chuksha lekabel tuma. And now mamela is naf le mashkin tumayin. Now, everything we learned until now is only going according to the opinion of who? According to the opinion of the Chachamim. Because the truth is, according to Rabbi Lezer, is Mitayr. He holds that this whole Mishnah is not true. Everything we learned over here until now was according to the Chachamim Mitamin. Amr Rabbi Shimon says, that's not so. Okay? up to Mishnah Dalet.
Right.
No, I have to go down now.
We're talking about Charlie.
I have to. No, I can't.
Come, Meliska.